Good morning. My guest this morning is Michelle Anna Jordan from KRCB, of course. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, it's nice to be here on the other side of the mic, so to speak.
Yes, right. Well, Friday, May 15th, 7 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts, you will be appearing.
I will. And with luck, my two newest books will be there as well, my most recent that's out right now. And the one just before that, I have really seven books, sort of the new period, we could say.
Oh, terrific. Boy, what a lot of work must have gone into that.
It was a crazy kind of deal, a project that my agent encouraged me to take. And so I did it, but I feel like I've been in a cave for a year. I don't know if I have any social skills left. We'll see.
So run down the subject matter.
Okay, well, we will have Vinaigrettes and Other Dressings, which actually came out 2 years ago, but I'm very committed to that book having a very long life. And then we will have More Than Meatballs, which came out at the end of 2014, and it's my contribution to the canon of meatballs, and I have added a feminine flair to the topic.
Excellent.
And then the next five books are complete revisions. They're really new books of books that I wrote in the early to late 90s. The two that will be there at Occidental are The Good Cook's Book of Tomatoes and The Good Cook's Book of Mustard. One came out in, I think, 93, one came out in 94, and I had the opportunity to completely redo them and add a lot of color photography. So they will, and this will be the first time that they meet the public.
Right.
And then there are three others in the series that will be out in late June or early July.
And it's more than just books. It's also food and talk about the rest of the evening.
Well, I have this multimedia idea that I think is going to work. And, you know, when you promote a book, and when all of them are out, I will have 24 books out there.
Wow.
It can be really awkward doing book signings and doing appearances. You start feeling like you're in the author petting zoo, and people walk by you, and if they don't want to buy your book, they're really uncomfortable, so they don't look at you. And if you're at a winery, you're very likely to get asked where the bathroom is more often than you're going to be asked about your book.
Right.
So I wanted a value-added thing. I wanted a prop that people could look at that I could talk about. So I ended up designing fabric, sending it off to be printed, which we can do now much more inexpensively because of digital. So I got 5 yards of fabric that is a collage of the book covers and images and titles. And I screened it back so it's pretty pastels. It's not real vivid. And then I sewed it into an old-fashioned wraparound apron. And then
that's the magic pantry apron.
But then the magic comes in. I made, I think it's 63 or 64 spice baubles, see-through plastic baubles, each one filled with a salt, a pepper, or a spice that I recommend and use in my books. I sewed them onto the apron in a basic Fibonacci pattern. And then I got a box with a wooden box that actually holds perfectly all of the bottles. And I put each spice in a bottle and glued the spice on top of it so that people will see the baubles. And I was going to have pockets, and then I'd realize, oh, they'd just be grabbing at me. But they can actually see the spice. They can open it up. They can smell it. And it's something to talk about and to do. So that will be on stage, lit with a spotlight, with a slideshow behind it. I'll do readings from a couple of stories that inspired the tomatoes and mustard. And then we'll have a quick cooking demo.
Fantastic. What an evening. The foodies are assembling even as we talk.
Well, it should be really a lot of fun. Right. And I'm going to have some shrub there as well. So if you get a glass of wine or a glass of sparkling water, you'll get to taste my blueberry shrub.
Oh, Michelle, thanks very much for coming
thanks,
in
Roland.
And telling us about this stellar evening. It's Friday, May 15th, 7 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. Michelle Anna Jordan. For more information, the center's number is 874-9392 or online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.